It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
What is up, San Francisco 49ers and NFL draft fans? Welcome to another episode of the 49ers Rush Podcast. It has been a crazy 24 hours when we conclude this podcast. We will have been live for over 7 hours within the last 24 hours, which is that's new record for the 49ers Rush Podcast, but I couldn't be any happier. What we're going to be doing today in this episode, if you missed the previous episode, it was 100% just Javon Kinlaw. Today, we are going to be spending the entire podcast, this episode, on Brandon Ayuk, the second pick for the 49ers, but the second first-round draft choice, who Kyle Shanahan loves, traded up to get him. A lot of people weren't happy with that. Not a lot of people saw this pick coming, but what we're going to do today, we're going to jump into the background, the film, analysis, scouting reports, athletic profiles, player comparison, scheme fit, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and there's a little bit of everything with Brandon Ayuk. So this is not going to be the podcast for all the other draft talk. We're going to have plenty of time for that. The 49ers do not currently have a pick in day two, and I don't think that's going to change. For those of you that are like, oh, trade Marquise Goodwin, which I think they will trade, and Matt Breida, I don't think either of them warrant a day two pick. So we're going to have some time and we'll be able to break down all those things. But let's talk about Brandon Ayuk. Who is this kid? Arizona State, 6 foot, 205-pound kid. And the clearest thing that I could say about him, this is in my draft notes several times before and after we drafted him. I've gone back, done a whole bunch more film, and man, let's just transition to that now as we talk about it. Why are y'all looking at my ugly face? So went through, broke down a handful of games for him, transcribed a couple different game clips, one Oregon State, which I think is his best game film I've gone through so far, and then also we'll talk about Washington State as well. But the Oregon State film that you're watching currently, it's my favorite of him so far. I haven't gone through every single game, but here's the deal. Number one, right off the bat, explosive, raw, runs the full route tree, freak athlete. Okay. Negative side, 1 year of production. That's it. Sports hernia issue. Sports core injury is what they call it. He had to have surgery for that in April. But so that's the issue. He's only got 1 year of production. Kind of came out of nowhere. Was on the bench just last year behind N'Keal Harry, who was a first round pick. So you don't want to slide him too much. But when you're looking at the wide receiver position, there's a couple mainstays that you want whenever you're looking at production at the next level. You know, we'll get into some quotes and all those things, but let's jump in here. Let's talk about who this kid is, Brandon Ayuk. You say the name, it's Ayuk for all my Street Fighter fans back in the day. Ayukin, right? Ayukin, right? That's how you say it. It's the Ayuk just without the id. You could do the Thunderbolt, you know, whatever else, if that helps you. Every time I say the kid's name or even type his name, I want to throw out the whatever that is. But anyway, so Brandon Ayuk, he's 22 years old, so the age is good despite being a junior college transfer. Okay, he grew up in Reno, Nevada, and he attended Robert McQueen High School. Now, he played wide receiver, defensive back, punt returner, kick returner. That's what he was. He was a first team All Northern Nevada player, honorable mention as a senior. And here's the thing. Whenever he comes out of, you know, high school, he didn't have a lot of big time offers. He really, really didn't. So he goes Sierra College, California, and while he's there, he plays running back, he plays DB, he does a little bit of wide receiver. He's kind of all over the place. And then he starts to get offers everywhere because while he was there, everybody wanted to. He was ranked the number 22 junior college prospect in the country, and he was a junior college All-American. All the big programs came after him. However, Alabama offered him a scholarship, Tennessee, lots of different schools did, but every single Division I program that offered him a scholarship wanted him to play DB They did not want him as a wide receiver. The only school that offered him as a wide receiver was Arizona State and Herm Edwards. So he decides he wants to play offense. It's what he wants. He bets on himself, goes to Arizona State despite an absolute stacked wide receiver depth chart that's going to keep him buried, to be honest with you. You know, his first year, he really didn't do a whole lot. He only had 33 catches his first year there. It's going to take him some time to transition into the starter. And a lot of that was just N'Keal Harry. Now, I was not the biggest N'Keal Harry fan. I prefer the tape of Brandon Ayuk to N'Keal Harry, who was a first-round pick last year to the Patriots. I think Brandon Ayuk, one, he runs much better routes. The only issue that I have with Ayuk to N'Keal Harry is contested catches. That's going to be a huge focus at the next level. He checks every single box, but he does struggle with contested catches. Whenever there is contact at the point of catch, he struggles. And a lot of times it's not so much he bobbles it, he just drops it. So that's one of the things that's going to have to be fixed, because it's problematic. You're not going to get the type of separation that you got in the Pac-12 that you are going to get in the NFC West. But as you watch this, man, the film does not lie. He is a great route runner, and when people press him, it looks bad. It's kind of funny. You know, you watch so many different game films, especially before draft, and you're kind of flying through prospects. I try to watch at least three game films of everybody I ranked. I was really low on Brandon Knight. I had him as my number 58 overall player, but I said in the notes, kid can go anywhere from late first to early third. Biggest differential at wide receiver. Some will love him, some will hate him. Well, guess what? Kyle Shanahan loves this dude. He loved him so much. Let's go through just a couple of quotes from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan after the draft yesterday and with their media press conference and what they said. Shanahan said that he liked two wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk. And then he doubled down and said Brandon Ayuk was my favorite evaluation in this class at wide receiver. John Lynch previously said there were six players that the 49ers wanted in the first round. There are just six. That's what they had that they wanted that were impact foundational players. That is the terminology John Lynch used. Now, obviously, every single GM across the NFL is saying, oh, the guy we drafted is atop our board. But I think whenever you listen to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, who have as much transparency as any coaching staff, GM, whatever, in the league, you kind of take it as what it is. They haven't lied to us really yet. I'd say the closest thing that they've lied to us about is Trent Brown. But even then, you know, they said, you know, he's a part of this team and we're glad to have him and we're excited about the next year. And then they traded him the next day. But they're just so damn honest. And so whenever they say things like this, it makes sense. You watch this film and you see so many traits that Kyle Shanahan loves. You see so many, because he's just the type of guy that is explosive, so explosive, great routes, stacks corners with ease. The play you just saw, he stacked the corner twice in one play. I haven't seen that in a lot of film. He likes to run block. He's mean. I'm getting into the film analysis. I need to slow down. But anyway, let's get back to some more quotes. John Lynch said, before they traded, when they traded back from 13 to 14, they said they were willing to take Ayuk at 13 before they traded back. But whenever Kinlaw and Ayuk were there, they figured they'd trade back. And if one of them was gone, they would just take the other one. But they felt comfortable enough with Brandon Ayuk to take him at 13. And again, Jerry Jeudy on the board, CeeDee Lamb on the board, Ayuk. Again, John Lynch said they would have taken him. Shanahan said he can run every single route. He played all three wide receivers, or he can play all three wide receiver spots. You know, he's quick enough for the slot. He's tough enough to go over the middle, play outside. He can do any of those things. And, you know, the quote from Shanahan, here we go, quote, "I'm so excited to have a guy like that because I think we can use him any way we want," which is everything Kyle Shanahan wants. He wants a multiple variety of players that he can just do weird things with to out-scheme a defense. Think about what Deebo Samuel accomplished. Guess what? You can use Ayuk in the exact same way. But also, he might be a little bit better of a deep ball receiver. Definitely, he's a great route runner. Debo is much more power whenever he runs his routes. I think Ayuk, not so much shiftiness, but his hesitation move at the kind of 10 to 15 yard break. So like you'll see here in Oregon State, and sometimes they'll run zone against him. And whenever they do that, he is at his best. Because whenever he goes in and out of his break at the top of his route, corners guess wrong repeatedly. They are so wrong. And I love that about this kid. You know, he had horrible quarterback play, and you'll see some just awful throws. And a lot of times you'll see Brandon Ayuk run one of the best routes you've ever seen, and then the quarterback never even looked to his side of the field. He's wide open by like 6 yards. I think that happens a lot, especially in Pac-12 football, but the quarterback play was atrocious. And so that's a problem. And again, back to Kyle Shanahan before we get into the athletic profile here. Shanahan said, I think he's capable of doing everything from an athletic standpoint, and I think he has the mentality from a toughness standpoint as well. There's a clip in here where he gets tied up with a cornerback, and the play's almost over, and they're fighting 20 yards away from the ball. And Brandon Ayuk just says, screw it. It's my pinned tweet on Twitter. So if you don't catch it in the video clips that's going by now, I think I have about 45 plays clipped in here, so there's a lot. But whenever he throws him on the ground, and then not only does he throw him on the ground, he walks over him in pure dominating fashion. Now, Brandon Ayuk's personality is really chill. He's not that much of a talker. His coaches say he's really quiet in the meeting rooms. He's quiet at practice. He's not one of those guys that just jaws, whatever else. But you see him get frustrated on film, and any time after something bad happens, whether it's his own teammate, he makes an error. He does have some drops. That is an issue in the contested area. Thing, but he comes back pissed off, and whenever he plays pissed off, you got to watch out, because he embarrasses corners, especially if they put him on an island. You put him one-on-one, it can get bad really, really quick. Now, and again, as you're watching this film and you're just seeing all these stupid screen passes, Arizona State's offense, I hate it, can't stand watching it, just because it's just so much just short screen, quick screens and whatever else. But the polish that Brandon Ayuk brings is very, very different than all other Arizona State wide receivers. Here's the clip right here. He's about to slam him down. Boom, sit down, so walks over him, and then just acts like it's just a walk in the park. I could watch that play over and over and over again. So let's talk about his athletic profile, because there's a lot to like here, okay? He goes into the combine with, he's got the injury. It's the core muscle injury that Nick Bosa had. It's the same thing. And he says, I'm going to compete at, the combine before I get it taken care of. He got his surgery afterwards. So a couple things that stood out about his athletic profile, the good, the bad. The good, his arms. 6'8" wingspan. This guy can tie his damn shoes without bending over. And you see it in film. They are very, very long. And he uses his arms well. Sometimes too well. At the top of his route, sometimes he'll push off. You don't see that too much against Oregon State. A little bit more against Washington State. But he does like to push off some. 6 foot. He's just 6 foot even. So that's not great. That's 31%. 205, that's 58th percentile in the NFL for wide receivers. That's comparing him versus other wide receivers. So he's a little bit heavier than average. Arm length, 90 percentile. 33.5-inch arms. He has arm length of a left tackle in the NFL. He has longer arms than Joe Staley. So just to put that in perspective, hands, huge hands, 9.75-inch hands. That's 76th percentile. Now, the 40-yard dash was not great, 4.50, but it wasn't bad. He ran the same time as CeeDee Lamb. And really, if you like CeeDee Lamb, their athletic profiles match up almost identically. The height, arm length, speed, all those things. The only thing is, Brandon Ayuk tested better than CeeDee Lamb in almost everything. Either the same or better. Now, the 10-yard split, which measures short burst, he was in the 93rd percentile, 1.52. Most people don't know those times, but that just shows you how quick he is in short area. His top speed's good, but it's not great. But burst off the line, you see it repetitively all the time. And when they press him, They don't touch him. And whenever they do touch him, it doesn't bother him. He has a lot of lower body strength, and he's able to push through tackles quite often. He forces a lot of missed tackles. Vertical, holy cow, 40-inch vertical, 92nd percentile. The dude can jump out of the building. 10'8" broad jump, 88 percentile. That measures explosiveness. It's all lower body. He's not an upper body guy. He's got long arms. 11 reps on the bench press, which for a long-armed guy, that's okay. Wide receiver, you don't care that much about it, but 21 percentile there. So long-armed guys usually do poor at the bench press. Me, you know, I could barely put my hands in my pocket without bending over. I could do bench press relatively well, but I have super short arms. Put on my socks is the hardest thing I do every single day. Now, you look at some of the issues, again, the sports, core, the injury, you know, the core muscle injuries, that's huge. But you look at the health of Ayuk, he never missed one practice in 2 years at Arizona State. The dude's a gazelle. He's a hyper, springy, explosive athlete that plays very, very hard and understands, runs a very complex route system through no fault of Arizona State. He turns an out route into a possible slant, into a possible dig, into a possible post, then to an out route. Very, very complex. And whenever you see the wide receivers, when they sub them out, which I didn't put these clips in here, but if you watch the other wide receivers, you don't see the nuance to the routes. You go back and you watch N'Keal Harry, you don't see that. This is an Ayuk thing. It's not an Arizona State thing. And the more film you watch of them, the more you like them. It's just what it is. Now, some player comparisons just on Athletic Profile over on mockdraftable.com. Chris Moore, Justin Jefferson in the same draft class, Nate Burleson, CD Lamb. So you're getting that kind of not speedster, but tall, long wide receivers that could just catch everything and run everything. You know, that's kind of, and it's funny because CD Lamb and Brandon Ayuk, they had similar profiles, and guess what? Kyle Shanahan liked both of them. He fits. He has a type. Everybody thought it was going to be Jerry Jeudy. No. Kyle Shanahan had Brandon Ayuk ahead of Jerry Jeudy. Take that for what you will. Take that for what you will. Now, here's some of his stats. 6 catches of 50-plus yards just in this year. 4th best in the NCAA. He could take it to the house any single moment. Explosive, explosive, explosive. 10.9 yards after the catch. 6th best in the country. So you throw him the ball, he's going to get you an extra first down every single time. That's an average. Kyle Shanahan loves yards after the catch. It's the yak pack, baby. You got Debo and Kittle already. You're adding this guy to it. You know, there are some guys on the roster that don't get a lot of yards after contact, but if you look at Kyle Shanahan's favorite traits in a wide receiver or anything, generate yards after contact. Jerry Rice invented the damn stat. The 49ers knows what's up. This fits, okay? It just fits. Now, let's transition over to our other film. This is the Washington State game. I think we went through all of the other one. But here's the thing, you know, you look at this, and he just does a lot of things very well. 14 broken tackles forced in 2019. Now, a big problem that he has, and again, this is the offense, his average depth of target is just 10 yards. It's screen, screen, slant, fade. Screen, screen, slant, fade. That's all that they kind of do. A couple out routes, couple post routes, but a lot of short stuff. The average depth of target ranks 241st. Out of how many wide receivers did they grade? 241 Pro Football Focus. This Oregon State game, he had 293 all-purpose yards. He is a great returner. You look at what he did. He's never lost a fumble in his career in college. He has fumbled the ball, but none of them went to the opposing team. So you like that. Kyle Shanahan does not like fumbles. You know, look at Debo. That's probably one of his main issues. But whatever. 18.3 yards per catch. That's great. He finished the season 2019 with 65 receptions, 1,192 yards, and 8 touchdowns. That is a great year at college. Now let's look at returners, because whomever Kyle Shanahan drafts on the offensive side, even corners, they usually are a punt returner or a kick returner. This guy's both. He was an All-American for he was All-Pac-12 wide receiver, All-Pac-12 returner. And he did them both. And so he averaged 11.7 yards per punt return and took one of them back to the house. Those are great numbers. Anything over 8 is elite. And then kickoffs, he averaged 27.1 yards per kickoff return. So he's getting past the 25-yard line every single time, which is what you want on average. Again, first team all Pac-12. Now, Pro Football Focus numbers, we just look at the grades they give out. Remember, 90 is elite. 80 to 90 is above average. 70 to 80 is an average starter, then below that. His numbers are okay. Not the best, not the worst. 79.2 receiving grade. He had some drops, contested catches. 3.04 yards yards per route run. That's pretty good, actually. 8.2% drop rate. That's bad. That's dead last. 6 drops on 99 catchable targets. Not good. That's something that's going to have to be fixed. Now, his hands are good, and he's got huge hands, long arms. You'll see him go pluck the ball out of the air consistently. It's whenever somebody's up in his grill or a safety's coming down to lay the wood, he likes going over the middle. He doesn't have a problem with that. But he does struggle making the catch as contact is being initiated by the defender. That's something that's going to have to improve. He's got a 25% catch rate, contested catch rate. That's not good. That's very, very bad. But Kyle Shanahan, whenever he falls in love with somebody, we know this more than most, he's taking them. He doesn't care, and he'll trade up for them. And who are we to say Kyle Shanahan's wrong for his system? If he wants Brandon Ayuk and that and his system, he got it. Let's see what happens. Now, deep ball, again, terrible quarterback play, but he is great at the deep ball. He had a 90.4 deep ball, deep receiving grade, which is huge. So balls that traveled over 20 yards in the air, 20 air yards, he was great. They didn't do it very often. He only got 19 deep ball targets, which is 81st in the college, but he brought in 384 deep ball yards, which is 38. So very, very efficient. Now, let's look at his film and talk through some of the coaching notes that I have. First off, Kyle Shanahan said, and I quote, he can play the X, he can play the Z, he can play the F. He's got the speed to go over the top, quickness to play in the slot, and he's got the toughness to go over the middle, end quote. That is what Kyle Shanahan sees in him. And the more film I watch, he's not wrong. Now, he exclusively played usually on the left wide receiver spot. Sometimes in trips or in doubles, he'd move to the number two wide receiver. But the way it works with wide receivers is this. If you can play outside, you can play in the slot just fine almost always. He's a guy that, you can move him around. Kyle Shanahan wants versatility, and with him and Debo as your top two wide receivers, and that's what he is going to be, maybe not early, but eventually he will be there. He's going to get that shot, just like Pettis got that shot, and he didn't take advantage of it, but Ayuk will have that shot as well. And if you look at what the 49ers missed, guess what? They have the most starters returning. They're returning 22 out of 24 starters. I missed it. 20 out of 22. There we go. Mass hard. At least I'm a teacher. Goodness, that's bad. But the idea is this. They only missed two starters, DeForest Buckner and Emmanuel Sanders. You could say Mike Person. I didn't really consider him a starter. He shouldn't have started the Super Bowl anyway. Brunskill should have, but whatever. You missed two starters. You used your first two picks to replace those starters. Did you give up more capital than the fans wanted? Yes. However, you now have, you're bringing back all these guys, plus 16 players ended the season on injured reserve. Most of those guys are back as well. The 49ers roster is one of the most complete in the NFL, and they address two huge needs. Now, people might be upset because they didn't address the players that they wanted. I get it. CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy are crowd favorites and big school guys and big names and all that. I get it. I'm with you, okay? I would prefer CeeDee Lamb completely to Brandon Ayuk, but they went with him, they chose him, and we as fans, we got to get behind that, and you got to support your team. That negativity crap, I get it. You're allowed to be pissed off as a fan, but people threatening and we're not them. Faithful then, faithful now. That's what it means to be a 49ers fan. We don't whine and bitch like other fan bases and threaten our fandom. If that's you, get the hell out of here. We're not those people. Okay. Sorry, I got a little upset, a little heated there. It's been a long 24 hours. It's been a great 24 hours. But man, we focus on positivity and we focus on support. This is an awesome kid that bet on himself and went a very unconventional route through junior college, through forcing himself. He could have went to Alabama and played defensive back. He could have did that, but he said no. He bet on himself with what he wanted. How do you not fall in line with this? I just don't understand how you can't love this kid. Yeah, he might not be your favorite on pre-draft rankings. Watch the damn film. See what this kid can do. And if you can't get behind that, then go away. The Seahawks, they're struggling. Go root for them, please. Go root for somebody that doesn't have a good fan base. Here's a couple quotes, and I love this. Brandon Ayuk. These are Brandon Ayuk quotes himself. Quote, I still feel like I haven't even scratched the surface of what I can do. I have a lot to learn. That's another exciting part because I can continue to get better. I love the growth mentality. I love the student mentality. That's what's so important. He's met with Coach Welker, our wide receiver coach. Quote, talking with Coach Welker, he just is always talking about pushing me, which I love. He wants to improve. Quote, I am excited to play in Shed Hands offense. I don't know who wouldn't be if you're on offense. And then, you know, he was a 49ers fan since he was a kid. Have you seen that adorable picture going around when he was four wearing 49ers gear? His mom loved the 49ers, and so he became a fan very, very young. Man, what's not to like there? Ah, so awesome. Excited about this kid. Really am. I didn't have him in the first round. But I don't care. He's on the 49ers now, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. You keep seeing all these plays. These are not highlights. This is game film. I'm showing you all the snaps he played in this game. It looks like highlights because he just does what he wants, and this is with a terrible quarterback and a terrible team. He just kept a slant route to the house. Tell me that's not a Kyle Shanahan thing. Tell me that, why would you not be behind that? I mean, you watch these films. If you like CeeDee Lamb, who I love, he was my number one, you've got to like this kid. You got to like this kid with what he has there. You got to get behind him. Now, here's some of my coaching notes. Great get off. He is, again, you look at the metrics and his 10-yard split and the 40-yard dash, that first 10 yards, it shows. It shows. Whether it's press man, they don't touch him usually. But if they're playing off and giving him a cushion, he eats that cushion up quick. Yeah, it does not take him long. He's got a great get off. Long arms, uses them well, sometimes too well. He pushes around a little bit. Very efficient deep ball receiver, as I said. His hesitation move at the top of his routes is very, very complex. The way he just kind of hesitates and waits for the corner to kind of predict. Now, at Arizona State, they didn't have option routes for wide receivers where they could break their route off a different way. If the corner bailed, sit it down. If the quarter approached and was safety was aggressive, it hit it deep. They didn't really have that. It was a predetermined, very simple read system. However, in Kyle Shanahan's offense, that's a whole nother thing. He's going to have some options to where, and his intelligence is there, and you can tell by the way he plays, he's going to be able to do some very, very fun things from a wide receiver position, because with his moves, he creates separation downfield, big time, big time, big time. So some plays, it looks like he has the best hands in the draft, and then other times he'll have a routine drop. Again, contact is an issue, but the ball never gets into his chest, and I love that. Definition of a natural pass catcher, and what I mean by that is he goes and plucks the ball out of the air. He doesn't wait for it to come to him. He has the longest freaking arms in the world, and he uses them. And so that is great. He attacks the ball quite often. The only thing that needs to be improved is just that contested catch rate. That's huge. Again, do not press him. I wrote this in my notes. As I see something, I write it. Do not press him. Don't press him. If you press him, you better have a safety. Oh my gosh, versus press. I love that. It's all about lower body strength with him, and you see that often. Run blocking's good. It's not great. It's good. It's consistent. If you piss him off, it's great. So don't piss him off. And if he has a bad play, keep him out there and let him go run block the next play, because that's huge. Here you go. You're seeing this now, just the open field speed. Again, six touchdowns over 50 yards or more. That was one of them right there. Just took a slant to the house. You're going to see it right here just from the end zone view. Just catches it in stride. And then after that, he splits two defenders. And you see it so often with his missed tackles, people diving for his waist. It's like they're not even there. Very, very strong lower body. So again, wish he had a little bit more of a killer mindset whenever it does come to run blocking. But this kid's got it. Very, very fun watch. Really, really excited to be a fan of this kid and see what he looks like at Kyle Shanahan system, because it's a perfect fit for him. You know, if Brandon Ayuk, if I was his agent or whatever, and I could pick a team for him to go to, I'm telling him right now, look, dude, you need to go play with the 49ers. And it's a common theme. Nobody drafted by the 49ers is upset. You know, you look at Javon Kinlaw and how much he loves and is excited to play with this defensive line. You look at Brandon Ayuk, how excited he is to play with Kyle Shanahan and all that stuff. What they're building works. The formula works. You look at 2019. You made it to the Super Bowl. You lose two starters. You got two first-round picks. What do? You replace those starters. Now, is Javon Kinlaw, DeForest Buckner, and Ayuk, Emmanuel Sanders? No, they're rookies. But you can't pay everybody. You literally save $30 million by making this switch. And that's the way the NFL works in salary cap. Buckner's getting 21 a year. Emmanuel Sanders getting 9.5 a year. That's $30 million. 49ers don't have that. So you bring in youth and you bring in players that match the playing style of the coach and the system and the openings that are present, and it matches in value and coaching scheme. And you got to love that. Last thing I'm going to leave you guys with today, then I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to watch the draft and enjoy it tonight. Probably break down a lot of film. I don't expect the 49ers to be picking, so I will not be on hot mic. Again, 7+ hours of live recorded in 24 hours, baby. Man, I'm feeling good, but I'm excited to just chill and watch the draft. Here's the what I'm going to leave you with. From a scout. Quote, Ayuk is one of the most explosive wideouts in an incredibly deep class. That explosiveness has always translated in his route running and after the catch ability at Arizona State. You need a big play threat. Ayuk is your man. That's all we need, man. That's exactly what Kyle Shanahan wants. Big play, somebody that can take it to the house on a slant. He's shown he can do it. Explosiveness is there, and he can even get creative. Really excited about this pick, and welcome to the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk. Really excited to continue rooting for him and just become a fan. So if you guys want to interact with me, I'll be on Twitter the rest of the day for the draft, at JL_Chapman. Can't wait to talk to you guys some more. And if for some reason the 49ers do trade up and make a pick, I will be back maybe late tonight, maybe tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see what happens, but we'll see what happens. So thanks, guys. Enjoy day 2 of the draft, and we'll be back soon. Stay strong, faithful.